You graduate from Notre Dame. What was your degree?
In liberal arts. They had a special program there at the time that was initiated by a fellow out of Chicago called the Great Books of the Western World. It's called the General Program. And after my traditional classes, my freshman year, I was accepted into this general program that was somewhat elite. Otto Bird at the time headed it up. We would not study textbooks. We dispensed with textbooks and read the works of the people about whom textbooks were written for 3 years. Our class size was probably 15 at the most. We'd sit around tables such as this and talk after being given heavy assignments. Our biology class, Professor Nutting, Willis Nutting, wonderful man. In my days there were very rich. He would take us out in a wooded area like such as we'd look at birds and talk about them. Dr. Cronin, my English and lyrics professor, looked like the fellow on the TV sitcom Gilligan's Island. There was a robust fellow with a bald head whose name escaped me. Professor Cronin looked like him. Wonderful man who taught me writing. During the vacation, when I didn't come to Tulsa, he invited me to his home for Thanksgiving, along with his family, and it was a wonderful opportunity. I felt very close. I walked the campus with Theodore Hesburgh, whom I still love, and was a wonderful man, who had this presence of mind. Father Hesburgh was probably the youngest president of Notre Dame at that time, in his 40s. But he had a great sense about him, a presence of mind, always inspiring. I remember him telling me, walking the campus, about his Southern contingency being still racist, and he was looking for that ideal student who was African-American, who was both in brains and brawn, because Notre Dame was a big football place, you know, which I was never that involved in sports. My college roommate, Dr. Pierre, is still a trustee there. He may be emeritus now, now he's my age, but for 40 years, this guy was brilliant. He was brilliant. He's probably the first African-American ever to have a PhD in electrical engineering, which is amazing considering our history. But he has that distinction, Dr. Pierre, who served as Secretary of the Army and served as President of Universities and had an engineering chair at Michigan State. A very distinguished individual. I've looked on the net to see his biography. It's amazing what he's done. But that guy was excellent in engineering and also knew what I knew. And Lawrence used to infuriate me because I knew nothing about what he was doing. And he could intelligently have conversations with me about the books I was reading. He even had the gall to stop me if I misuse a word. Generally, engaged in debate, he was right.
You were celebrated here in Tulsa because you were obviously the first African-American go to Notre Dame out of Tulsa.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, since you, others have
there
gone.
There have been several since we've gone up there.
When you came home then, that's why you were able to be on stage. Here's this young, bright, upcoming Notre Dame person.
I'm sure that had to be a factor in it because I'm one of the first, you know. And then considering my father's and our family's status within the community.
Right.
That had a lot to do with it, I'm sure. As a matter of fact, I don't want to misjudge, but I think I was something of a popular kid when I was at Carver Junior High School as class president, student body president. And I sometimes thought I got grades, not that I didn't work hard, but when I was given that A in English just for memorizing, it appeared to me Thanatopsis, I felt the fact that I was a good one may have had something to do with him grading me. My father was kind of a no-nonsense person. I think his reputation was, you don't cross that good one kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, in retrospect, I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Because I was always conscientious. My parents would never let me slack off on my assignments.
I'm taken with the fact that you were upset because you believe you got an easy A. How many of us in school would have said, wow, I got an A, let's move on.
But I would have felt cheated because like I had something to compare. And these kids that I spent summers with, these kids seem to know so much and have an understanding of what it was that they were doing. But by the same token, I remember I was acting out in a geometry class, Mr. Tate's geometry class, on a winter. The windows were open. At that time, these windows opened laterally. This is Washington High School, and it was shaped like a C, if you would, with two wings on it. And one of the kids in my class, geometry class, early in the morning, before Professor Tate came into the room, had gone around the school building and hit me with a snowball through the window. And, of course, great laughter evoked from the classmates. And, of course, I was somewhat embarrassed by it and upset, too. So I get up to go out to do the same thing. And as I get outside to throw the snowball, Professor Tate walks into the room. Well, needless to say, I'm sent to the dean's office, Dean Ellis. whose son, by the way, later went to MIT, brilliant genius mentality. I go to the dean's office, and Professor Ellis tells me I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to slide. I insisted he spanked me because I could not go back. And obviously, I could not countenance the attitude that might be engendered against me for not being paddled. At that time, you could paddle with impunity. So he gave me my licks, and he meant what he gave me. So I could, with some sort of intellectual integrity, go back and say, yeah, he gave me a licking. Because I did not want to be able to say I got off. I did not want that. You know, the stigma that's attendant to that. And these kids I like and loved, you know.
What did you do after graduation from Notre Dame?
I entered law school, Tufts University Night School. By this time, I got married. Well, the first semester, I got married in November, Thanksgiving, of the very year I graduated from Notre Dame, and so in love at the time that I didn't really study much. I'd gone to a journalism class in the summer at TU while I was in college, and it was a breeze. For some reason, I thought I would have that same breeze in law school. Not so. But I kind of got married in November, Thanksgiving of that same year. Then I began to do it myself to my studies.
During the day, you were working at the newspaper?
No, during the day, my dad got me a job with Wes Fry, the district court clerk, and I was the second black appointment in the justice system ever in the Tulsa County District Court. So I got a job as a mini clerk. And Wes Fry would hire law students as mini clerks to work for the judges. Judge Tom Crewson, who's now retired, was a mini clerk. Bill Means, who was a retired district judge, was a mini clerk. Peter Bradford, who served with distinction, he's now in Oklahoma City, was a mini clerk. Jay Dalton, who's now deceased, was a district judge, was a mini clerk. Ed Rogers was a bailiff who was retired. He was down in Salisaw area. I was in that group. J.C. Joyce, who has a firm here with Blackstock and Joyce, used to be years ago, was a mini clerk. So I got the benefit of watching people, both good and bad, in the practice of the law. So by the time I got out of law school, while I may not have known what to do, I sure knew what not to do when it came to procedural aspects of the practice.
You said you were married. Your wife's name?
Vivian Palm. She was my next door neighbor, as a matter of fact. Her dad purchased my father's home that he had built for my mom before we moved to the home that my grandfather built for us on the hill. And with disdain, I did not like her. She was a good friend of my sister's. I remember distinctly having gone to the circus and coming back with a baton with glitter on the knob, gold glitter. I was proud of that little thing. And somehow they took possession of it, and I was upset. And I remember as we were walking to, at that time, Charles S. Johnson Elementary School, which had been the former Booker T. Washington High School, intentionally going across the streets, so I was so angry with them. And then probably 20 years later, I marry her, to which we have five children.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. You have five children from that marriage.
Mm-hmm.